Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my very special love of my life, Reverend Sheeta Crawford.
Well, thanks, sweetie, and shalom to all of us who, regardless of our situation, we will always praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. We do highly praise you, our El Shaddai, who dwells in the Most High. You are our refuge and our strength, for in you will we trust to deliver us from evil that is waxing worse and worse. We do rejoice in knowing you will be calling us up very soon. Continue to guide us and make our way smooth as we pray for our president to fulfill your holy will. We also continually ask in Jesus' name to pull our unsaved loved ones into your arms of salvation. In the name of Jesus, we pray and glorify you alone. Amen.
Amen. My goodness, can you even just imagine life today without knowing him, our Savior?
Man, well, it's unfathomable.
Yeah. So, for many weeks we have been discussing the higher level Jesuits of the fourth vow. And the main reason for that is to be more aware of what's happening and the spiritual wickedness of certain people of a bad seed, some wicked from the womb, as David said in Psalm 58. You know what? In fact, let's read that, starting in verse 3 of Psalm 58.
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent.
Wow, that just says a lot. You know, as long as we have Satan, the seed of the tares will keep germinating.
Often resembling the wheat till you look closer.
Yes, Jesus described them as wolves in sheep's clothing. We talk about that a lot. And they actually are infiltrators. The more obvious wicked ones that care not to hide it are easier to spot, especially by the righteous. Others, not so much. But in today's world, you can research on the web particular people for clues to see how they were educated and what societies they might belong to, what political bills they might have voted for in Congress, or even just who their parents were.
Well, example, Bill Gates' father.
Right. He was the head of Planned Parenthood for many years, which is probably why he is a proponent of depopulation.
Well, his wife, Melinda Gates, had a Jesuit priest as her uncle.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, too, how Bill Jr. attended Harvard but left after 1 year to start Microsoft.
Yeah, but wasn't it nice of Harvard to give him an honorary degree instead?
Mm-hmm. But he's neither a doctor, a lawyer, a politician, or even a scientist, and yet seems to act like a god who calls the shots for many sheeple who seem somewhat mesmerized when he even talks.
Well, you know, now Dr. Fauci is even more easier to see.
Mm-hmm, well, yeah, for sure. And we know this from his bio, that he is a Jesuit-trained expert from Georgetown University, who we all saw in the beginning had President Trump's attention, thanks to Vice President Pence, who brought him in on board. But now, Jesuit Fauci frequents the left mainstream media channels, who definitely look to him as a god. He even smirkily acts gleeful when he highly recommends that we should continue with lockdowns, social distancing, and, of course, masks.
So be sure to lessen our oxygen intake.
Yes, that's what masks really do. It lessens it. Mm-hmm. So, bottom line, you can do your own research on these experts and certain leaders, and you'll be more discerning then when it comes to when they say certain things. But tonight, we want to look at this current plandemic as a form of psychological torture, as it is already outlined in detail in a previously written UN document called the Amnesty International Report on Torture.
In regards to an enemy, of course.
Yeah. Anyhow, I recently reviewed this lengthy, specific manual, which covers physical torture, but even more so, mental or psychological brainwashing type of torture. So, because Shofar Ministries is an end-time ministry, we thought we should share the highlights to see if you think it bears any resemblance to what is happening today, especially because we do believe this was an intentional bioweapon unleashed on our society.
Worldwide, but particularly meant for the U.S.
Mm-hmm, yes. So to begin, it is obvious there is a physical torture to COVID as well.
Sickness and even death.
Mm-hmm. And having to wear these masks is torture for some.
You know, especially for our children upon going back to school.
Yeah. So there is a physical aspect of torture covered in this report that I read. But for us, I think we need to look particularly at the less obvious psychological torture that COVID or any pandemic can bring, which certainly satisfies pure evil.
Well, again, the name of this report, which you too can find online, is called the Amnesty International Report on Torture.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start. So, under the heading is actually called Intention, it lists three things. Number one,
submission of victim.
Well, I realize that right away when they tell us what to do, but they keep it logically rational at first. So we'll go along while at the same time it's psychologically programming us to obey.
Well, you know, so later it'll be easier for the victim to comply.
In other words, here a little, there a little. Okay, number two.
Consequences if refused.
Don't we see people yelling at those not wearing a mask even if the person might have a breathing disease like COPD or asthma? And some, and I saw this on TV, they were just ruthless, using some awful name-calling.
So again, evil smiles.
Mm-hmm. And what about the small businessman who tried to go back to work?
Well, you know, some landed at court and even some went to jail.
I know. Now, I'd say that is a consequence.
Yes, and it is torture.
Mm-hmm. And number three in the torture report, well, this is classic.
Intimidation.
Mm-hmm. They say, how could you do this to your fellow man? Masks are for others' benefit, too.
Well, you know, intimidation is a political weapon.
Which will deter you, a form of incitement causing fear. Which, by the way, is a big factor in all this. But Scripture addresses fear is controlled by our love for Jesus. In fact, why don't you read that? It's 1 John 4, verse 18.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment.
Mm-hmm.
But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
Did you hear that? We need not fear because of Jesus. Now, they want to keep us in fear because it torments, which is psychological torture. And John, right here, is sure to point that out so that we can glean from it in these last days.
Well, this report is an eye-opener to what's happening today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll look at another category titled stress after you tell any new listeners how they can connect with us.
Okay, you can send your end-time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net. Or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teaching. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, torture in this Amnesty International report has another category called stress.
And also has three stages.
It does. Fact number one.
Acute or short-lived.
This would be the initial shock of it all when we first heard of COVID-19. But, of course, needs a little time for number two to kick in, which is...
subacute.
This is the anxiety reaction or response, often fear and definitely on the way to full-blown stress, which is number three that they call...
chronic or long-lasting.
Which leads to depression.
Suicidal thoughts.
And disassociation and regression, too.
This especially applies to the middle class and small businesses.
Right. Some might never be able to come back, especially since in some areas, once again, they're being forced to close. But even if they can open, just look at all the regulations, which that alone lowers their revenue that is needed to stay in business.
Well, the puppet masters know exactly how to achieve their goals.
Yes, and also under this chronic stage is they try to withhold the normal pleasures of life. You know, just like in touching, hugging, traveling to see loved ones.
This is actually a perfect Hegelian dialectic.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I think I got it right anyway.
Hegelian?
Hegelian.
Okay.
That's it.
Yes, it presents the problem, it watches for the response, and then offers the solution. First, what we are doing now, then the cure-all vaccines that Bill Gates has a patent on, and Jesuit Fauci has stock in a couple of the pharmaceutical companies manufacturing these vaccines.
Yeah, it's over the top disgusting.
Of course, the goal is to pass quickly through the first two stages of acute and subacute and enter the chronic.
And evil is not done yet.
No, they're not. Because evil knows most people will either relish it or easier to just give up and succumb to it, which many believe will make you more susceptible to other illnesses that this only slightly tested vaccine can cause. And here's what's also interesting. Do you know what the most common illness is accompanying stress?
Yeah, lung-related illnesses.
Mm-hmm. As in bronchopneumonia, bronchitis, asthma, even coronary disease. And then, what will they say it's caused from?
COVID-19, of course.
And on the list you go to increase the number of cases to scare more people.
Causing more stress.
Mm-hmm. So this international report that we've been talking about also details how to manipulate and weaken one's resistance. See if any of this sounds familiar today. Again, it's three stages labeled DDD.
First is dependency.
So you depend on the fact that whatever they say, well, they just got to be right.
Next is debilitate.
As in lockdowns, masks, and social distancing.
And finally, dread.
And there you have the intense fear and anxiety.
Which, if prolonged, leads to regression.
Yeah, like into a childlike obedience, which is control and power over the masses. Like a no-touch torture.
Yeah.
And it's purely psychological. That's where these demonically controlled elite want to take humanity.
Will the people rise up?
Well, I think there will be those who try, because Matthew 24:7 doesn't describe a civil war as one of the signs of the coming tribulation.
Well, you know, the word nation means people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and these civil wars will be ignited all over the world, actually common already in some places all the time. But certainly during the tribulation, they will explode.
So many foreshadows to show us how close we are to meeting Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And that's surely the good news in all this. And what we as true Christians need to focus on, always remembering that His love casts out all fear.
So stand on His word and therefore praise Him in all things.
Amen. So, as we said, there is much substance in the torture report, but we wanted to point out just the areas that we can see happening today since this very real virus was unleashed.
Which to many is a real bioweapon.
Yeah. It was made in a lab and pre-planned for quite a while, which is why Jesuit Fauci warned back in 2017 of a big surprise coming during the Trump administration. But we have a little more information to give you tonight. Within this report is a similar work written by Dr. Biderman, and it's titled The Chart of Coercion.
And number one is isolation.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think of those poor souls in the nursing homes who were not allowed any visitors at all?
Number two is the monopolization of perception.
Wow, just think of how the mainstream media fixates on COVID and the constant rise of so-called cases, but ignores the decreasing death rate.
Number three, as in the first report, includes as well debilitation.
Mm-hmm. As in weaken one's mental ability to resist. Again, fear plays a big role in this.
Number four, the use of threats.
Now, we see a lot of that from Jesuit Fauci, who repeats often that vaccines are a must. They don't tell you they have microscopic ID nanochips within them, which we suspect, or that Fauci has a monetary stake in all this. Again, this all cultivates anxiety, despair, domestic violence,
drugs and alcohol abuses,
and even dealing with having your children removed in some states if you test positive.
Who knows where they'll be going?
Possibly to feed their child trafficking pedophile program, which, by the way, I understand the Trump administration has been rescuing many children who are being found in deep underground tunnels.
Praise the Lord, but that's for another time.
Yes. And number five, this is good.
Use occasional indulgences.
Yeah. And they did that as in the stimulus, extra unemployment money, which is really an incentive not to return to work, but does provide motivation to comply.
And, of course, everything can be delivered to your door.
Mm-hmm, yes, Amazon's Jeff Bezos is quite happy. And then number six.
Demonstrate omnipotence.
Yes. They did that by shutting down the world's economy, as in, remember Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization? And then we have number seven.
Degradation.
It's just easier to capitulate, like wearing a mask even if you don't think it's necessary and can cut off your oxygen supply, and no hugs or touching one another. Tell you where to stand in line.
Which aisle is a one-way?
Yeah, definitely depressive. And then denial of privacy is in the contact tracing that is gaining more traction as they are hiring and training probably thousands of them. You'll go under house arrest even if you had contact with someone who tests positive but is asymptomatic. And lastly is number eight.
Enforcing trivial demands.
This develops habits of compliance using minute rules. You know, they don't care that much about the little rules. They just want to see you comply, so to condition you for the bigger rules coming. And I think they're coming. So watch closely and you'll see. And then, of course, we're going to have that cashless society as prophesied. And that's definitely coming soon. In fact, they are already saying we have a coin shortage now. And they say the virus can remain on the bills. Some stores already only take cards. And now they recently found out for sure that the virus can dwell in the air for longer than they once thought. Do you see it? More rules, a little at a time. And these victimized young children, well, they're going to have to wear masks all day at school, which I assure you is very damaging to them. But then, so is computer FaceTime to school at home. They just have us coming and going. So if God doesn't rescue us soon, and they keep piling on more torture, perhaps it is time to stand up and just say no. But everyone would have to do it, and that's probably not a reality. Then again, a civil war could break out, which Black Lives Matter says it will, which, by the way, they are being heavily funded by communist China, and that's just a fact. And as we know, it's not about black lives anyhow. Why would they be killing their own, even little black innocent children? No, it's all about chaos and domination. Just read their website. It's blood-curdling. Besides, evil will just unleash another virus, or a second wave, as Fauci already promised would be coming. But this I do know. God will not let us be burdened with more than we can handle. That is His church. He walks us through it all, till He sounds that shofar, and we arise to meet Him in the air. You know, the good book says so, and I believe it, and I'm sticking to it. So, to bring this all together, we are seeing prophecy being fulfilled, especially with evil in the last days waxing worse and worse. The tares amongst the wheat and the wolves in sheep's clothing. But, praise the Lord, we are the pearl of great price, who has been bought and paid for. We are God's treasure, soon to be rescued from what? Revelation 6 to chapter 19, when we return to earth with Jesus to begin His new coming kingdom. I can hardly wait. And that really is good news. So we have a lot of good news that we can talk about. So don't just focus on the fear. Know what's coming, and these things have to happen. So, we'll wait for it. We're going to persevere. We're going to tell others about Jesus Christ. And for sure, our rewards are soon going to be handed out. So, what about you? Will you escape the awful tribulation that's coming? Luke 21 says anyone can with just a meaningful prayer. So repent and invite Him inside. Then let Him rule over you instead of the god of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in between. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. It says, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.